When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? Well, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And today we're going a little bit off course, but probably it's going to be the show that most of you listen to or want to listen to, because it is about being more beautiful. Yes, I'm going to put it just that way. It's about all the things that will make you look better for really good scientific reasons, not because you have just gone through thousands of dollars worth of surgery or you got pricked in the face or who knows what else. The fact is that if we feel better on the outside, we feel better on the inside too. I do believe that, by the way, vanity is a great motivator for healthy aging. And I'm not one of those people who go gray, don't worry about wrinkles. It is important to me. I'm saying it loud and proud to look my best. And if I have a biological age that's younger than my chronological age, why should I look even older than my chronological age? So it's a rare occasion for us. I'm very happy to welcome Amity Eshel. Now, he's a biohacker. He's going to tell you what that means. But more important for us, he's the CEO of a company that manufactures and researches and develops topicals. You might want to call that cream. My mother, she would have called it cold cream. She would say, oh, Amity, you make cold cream. Well, the fact is that he's the CEO of Young Goose. And a fascinating product among the tons of products out there. And I'll introduce it by telling you that one of the reasons is it puts on my face a lot of the things that I take internally in my nutraceuticals. And you probably have heard of some of them, resveratrol and NAD. So thank you for being with us today.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I'm very excited to be a guest. And, you know, I love our interactions face-to-face. So I'm very excited for this conversation.
Well, I'll tell you that even more exciting is the way we're going to start. And that's really because of you. I think that my listeners know that the skin is the biggest organ of the body. It is the largest organ of the body, if you look at size. And one of the things that Amity said was, he's going to be speaking soon at a conference to biohackers, meaning people who really do want to interfere with their own aging and make life longer and healthier, about skin, not what it does as you age, because you age, but the other way, how the condition of your skin can age you. So let's hear about that, Amity.
Well, that's obviously a long hour lecture, but to make the things very, very simple, our skin is basically a barrier to the environment. That's what gives us protection when we are exposed to the elements and to stressors. And as we grow older, because of that first line of defense, it just accumulates a lot of damage, and that damage gets translated into cells that are dysfunctional, into DNA damage, and a few other things that don't only make us look older, but actually drive aging throughout our whole body through a few different pathways, but through creating inflammation. A lot of people don't know that as an organism, our skin is controlling some of the hormones that we create. And that axis, that skin-brain axis, the older the skin becomes, the older the brain becomes because of that axis. And obviously, the older our brain becomes, then it titrates to the entire body. So basically, as more youthful we can keep the skin, we will contribute to whole body aging as a whole. And of course, there are many, many, many studies correlating the perceived age someone is, so how old they look, and their biological age. So we could look at it from many different angles.
So let's make the connection, though, between beauty care and health care, which is just what you're doing.
Yeah,
when you deal with a topical like Young Goose, would it be the same kind of topical that would keep your skin healthy so that it maintains its immune barrier mm-hmm. versus the kind of beauty care that would simply make you, as you say, look better. Is it the same substances that you're researching, or are these two different protocols for two different purposes?
That's a great question. And I think within that longevity or the within the health span field or health optimization field, we should be aiming at three things. We should be aiming at, you know, molecules that make us perform at our highest output at the moment, contribute to short-term health, and contribute to longevity, long-term health. And when you have that Venn diagram, when these three things, when we have a molecule that does these three things, that is a molecule that we want to deal with. For example, NAD is one of them, or resveratrol, or we could talk about senolytics, but molecules that do all these things also make you look good right now, also makes your skin healthy for the short run, but also obviously contribute to longevity. And we can talk about when that does not happen, when there's only two out of three. But the molecules that we deal with are also important short-term and also long-term as far as the skin is concerned.
So I'm actually holding in my hand now, and we'll see if we can get a picture of it on our website. Remember, adrianberg.com will also be archiving this show, as well as it going on iTunes and iHeartRadio and all over. So I'm holding now one of your premier products. It's called Young Goose YG Care. And it has three things on it. It has resveratrol, which is something that we talked about a lot on this show. It's why people like to have red wine, because it comes from that sort of a molecule. You've also got NR Noble, and you've also got Matrixyl, I think I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Are those the three things that you feel can be part of a topical that also are things that we often take in a pill or a nutraceutical?
Yeah, and I'll tell you more than that. That actually has about 10 to 12 things that you'd be probably taking in a nutraceutical or in oral form, and we've translated them to something that can absorb to your skin and help your skin as far as both, you know, looking better and functioning in a more youthful state. So CoQ10, PQQ, even turmeric and vitamin C are all in that formulation, alongside things that are less known but are going to be more known as time goes on, such as an astragalus extract. If anyone knows the oral supplements, TA65, that's very similar to what we're using there for telomere length. So yeah, that product is kind of our kitchen sink. It's a moisturizer that has NR Noble is probably what we're proud of the most. This is an NAD precursor that can raise NAD levels in the skin. So it's not going to do it in the rest of your body, but it's going to do it in your skin. And we obviously match it with a patented version of resveratrol that is also skin specific. And the reason that we want to do that is because our skin doesn't function like our gut. It doesn't know how to usher in molecules like our gut. It speaks a different language, so to speak. And the molecules, first of all, have to be different size. We have to make sure that the skin knows what to do with them. And if you remember, like, 10, 20 years ago, all the fancy creams used to have collagen in them.
Yes.
And it's anyone who's listening to us now, I'm sure, is educated to the extent that they know that collagen doesn't really absorb through the skin, even though the skin needs it. So we need to basically find a way to take those molecules that you know are giving you a health benefit when you ingest them and have them translated in a way where they would benefit your skin. And why would we want to do it in the skin specifically? Because your skin, for the most part, is the last organ that is going to enjoy it when you take it in a pill form or even as an IV or a suppository. Your body, as we grow older, prioritizes its internal organs, muscles, brain, even bones, rather than the skin. And we obviously can see that, right? As we grow older, the skin ages faster than your liver ages, for example. So when we take an NAD supplement, for example, the amount that's going to get to the skin under your eyes or, you know, between your eyebrows is
very little,
non-existent, really. So we have to supply the skin with those molecules directly. Having said that,
when we come back, I do want to continue this, and I do want to have everybody realize that there's several layers of skin. I'm going to put you on the spot to talk about how these molecules that you've created in Young Goose get through the skin and all, and isn't just a topical. And before we sign off for just this spot, how do we find you guys if you want to learn more?
So you could go to our website, which is younggoose.com, young like the age, goose like the bird.com. And where we do supply a lot of information is on our Instagram and Facebook pages. You can find it through Young Goose Skincare. If you look up Young Goose Skincare, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, you'll find us.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking much more about sagging and wrinkles and all the things that we're bombarded with all the time from a beauty point of view. And again, their relationship to our health. Don't you go anywhere.
Full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. The generation that talks about pickleball is not my generation. My generation is the one that has no time for pickleball, wishes they had time for pickleball, but they're too busy changing the world. And eventually they'll get to pickleball. Yeah, I know. There's a new book called Pickleball for Dummies. I think it's an apt title for a book. And I am trying to get the author on, and we'll have a little bit of a debate. So I've nothing, you know, I love exercise, I love pickleball, but I also love the information that could change your attitude toward aging. And that's what we do here. And today we're doing this in a wonderful way, a very unique way for us. We're speaking with Amity Eshel. Now, he is the CEO of Young Goose. Young Goose is beauty products. I'm going to call it, he probably calls him something much more sophisticated. I call him beauty products, but he has such a different approach. Now, remember, we don't take any money. We do not sell this. We don't have an affiliate program. I'm still using it to see how it goes for me, because you have to use something that's topical for a while to see how it goes. But I'm so fascinated with the health angle that this company uses that I really had to bring it to you very early. So you were explaining to us in a nutshell that if we are keeping our skin, the largest organ in our body, healthy, not only are we doing that to look better, but it affects our organs, it affects our immune system, our hormone system. And you were explaining to me during the break that there's a difference between intrinsic and extrinsic aging when it comes to the skin and what it means to us. So let's delve into those definitions.
Okay, so intrinsic aging basically means that processes within the body, our body aging affects our skin. Extrinsic aging means aging that the skin goes through that is associated with exposure to the elements and to stressors in the environment. And what most people don't know is that 80% of the way our skin ages is from that exposure to stressors. It's not from how well we treat our body as a whole. And that is important to understand, because if we want to look good, unfortunately, as time goes on, it's not enough just to take care of the inside and kind of neglect our skin. We need to do both. And if we really want the skin to look good, we really need to put a lot of emphasis as far as what we put on our skin and make sure it's effective. And because of that, so what happens when we are getting exposed to the element, we get a lot of damage as far as DNA damage. So obviously, a lot of people are familiar with the damaging effects of UV radiation from the sun.
Right. Sun.
But many people don't know that high energy visible light, so artificial light, pollution and EMF, electromagnetic fields, they are all part of that, those stressors that age our skin. And as time goes on, that DNA damage accumulates and it requires more and more resources that the body starts to lack. So the body doesn't have the resources to treat all of that damage. And what happens is that snowball, more damage accumulates, more resources need the skin needs, the less it has, more damage accumulates, so on and so forth. And what it drives is cells that are called senescent cells or zombie cells. And these cells, they don't die. That's basically a mechanism that our body developed to avoid cancer. So when the body doesn't recycle cells very well, it basically puts them in jail. In growth arrest, they can't multiply anymore, but they're stuck between kind of living and dying. So they're not dying, but they're creating, instead of creating good beneficial molecules and communication to other cells, they're only creating inflammation, and they can infect. So it's called SASP, this type of inflammation, and that can infect other cells in that malady and in being senescent. So again, there's a snowball effect. And guess where, what tissue has the most amount of senescent cells as we grow older? Hint, the tissue that gets exposed to the element.
Right. Would that be the epidermis itself, the actual top layer of skin?
So the epidermis mostly is dead. It's just like tiles on a house.
That's why you could slough it off. That's why you exfoliate. And they mm-hmm. say that every 28 days, you'll get the new cell growth there. So that's very topical. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but this the epidermis has a vital role as far as our skin health and youthful state because it prevents nutrients and moisture from escaping the skin, and it also provides the antioxidant defense for the skin. But that's kind of the end of it. It's kind of the shield. Our dermis and hypodermis, these are the layers that are alive, in air quotes, you know, so to speak, in the skin. And what happens is that when they start to develop that senescent activity, so themselves, these dermal cells specifically, they can become senescent, but also the pigment cells, for example, they're called melanocytes.
Yes.
The ones that create the pigment melanin, they are very susceptible to senescence because they're being activated from UV radiation, from blue light that we have from screens and artificial light, and from other irritants. They become senescent. They affect immune cells that we have in our skin to become senescent. And even the layers or the protective layers of our blood cells that usher blood into our skin can become senescent as well. And what happens that all of that orchestra of inflammation, of low-grade but constant inflammation, it starts to seep into our body and exacerbate a process called inflammaging, which is where inflammation drives aging. They don't only do it through that cascade where one cell kind of touches the other and affects it, but unfortunately, as I mentioned before, our skin has a role of basically being like at the forefront as far as exposure to the element and relaying the information back to our brain. And
so what we're going to do, Amity, is we're seeing here this incredible connection because inflammaging is a word mm-hmm. that we do know. It's mm-hmm. one of the elements of why we age and one of the reasons that we take things that are anti-inflammatories and nutraceuticals and we're concerned about it. And for the first time here, many of us are hearing this connection. Now, when we come back, we're going to ask the obvious question, what can we do about it?
Yep.
Don't you guys go anywhere.
All of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold. Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging. And I recently went to two conferences, back-to-back conferences. One was called RadFest, and that was an interesting live conference in San Diego. And I did a few videos for you covering that conference. All you have to do is reach me by going to adrianberg.com/contact, and you'll see all the contact information, all the things you can get if you contact us. But simply leave me a message there, and very easy. I would like to understand what's going on with RadFest. RadFest is a conference that started out really on the fringes of science, talking about immortality, and is getting closer and closer to what the geroscientists are also finding. So there's this convergence between the extreme longevitists and the FDA and geroscience. Right now, the twain has not met, but if you go to both conferences, the second one called the Catalyst Institute for the Delay and Prevention of Age-Related Diseases that took place online, it will be live next year in Washington, D.C., you're seeing a real convergence between thinkers about longevity and immortality and geroscientists, which means that we're at a tipping point of making a difference for all of us as we age. Now, one of the things that we've been concentrating on for a long time, individually, many of us, is how good we look. Let's face it, if you look good on the outside, you feel better on the inside. But we have been approaching it from a beauty point of view, a cosmetic point of view. There is a company, and I have the CEO of that company with me right now. His name is Amedee Ashel. He is the co-founder and the CEO of Young Goose, taking a completely different angle on the beauty aspects of health. And if you've been listening, you know that he's made a connection, a geroscience connection between body inflammation, our immune system, and how good we actually look. But his solutions, Amedee, are topicals, products that you can put on your face, or what my mom would have called cold cream. And the fact is that they have many of the nutraceuticals that we take in, like resveratrol and NAD, and we've had so many shows on all of these things. And so let's talk about that. With all of your deep knowledge, Amedee, with regard to how we age, mm-hmm. you've channeled that to what are products that help us with wrinkles, vibrancy, and so on in a different way. Can they be mixed? Can you go into and get an Olay and use it with your products? Is it necessary? What's the practical way that a consumer should use your products?
Well, that's a great question. So our products are not cheap. So they're pretty expensive. So it would actually be very important for me to relay the fact that we have now around 15 products. And if someone finds a product that speaks to them, they can definitely just integrate it to their existing routine where they're comfortable with what they're using and just adding another product. Obviously, we can also provide an entire curriculum, an entire system that someone uses only our products and really applies on their skin and into their skin the same ingredients that I'm sure that you're speaking about in every show that relates to what we put in our body. And again, what we do as a company is we are making sure that the same discoveries that people are talking about as far as whole body aging and the molecules that drive anti-aging in a whole body perspective, we do it specifically for the skin, because as we spoke about until now, our skin is not getting first priority when we ingest something or when we inject something or even suppositories. Our skin is kind of the last thing that our body cares about as we grow older. And unfortunately, again, like we said before, what happens is that especially in our fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth
decades
into our lives, that starts to kind of shift where our skin affects the aging, the whole body aging.
Now, one of the things that some of us know, we do oxygen facials. I'll be honest with you. I've had oxygen facials. It's never meant much to me. I've had some other good facials that have been more important. But you do have a hyperbaric mask oxygen therapy. Now, in other of the young goose, you do have things, the names we know, like you said, NAD plus and resveratrol, many others. You mentioned 15 or 16 different, even vitamin C and so on. But this is different. This is oxygen. Now, why this? Because this is your mask.
And, correct.
I'm interested to know why you have selected that and what you what the effects are that you've seen.
Correct. And you're right. We actually don't have oxygen in the mask because the problem is not, and you'll see it across the board, every product we make, the idea is to have the skin behave in a more youthful state. And actually, if you want to know the kind of our goal is every product makes the skin behave about 20 years younger in functionality. So the way that the mask does it is not necessarily supply more oxygen to the skin, because the skin, to your point, doesn't really know what to do with that more oxygen, but it increases the ability of the skin to use oxygen. The problem is not having the skin have more oxygen, is the skin being able to use it and create energy out of it. And as we grow older, the skin, that every organ in our body, but especially our skin cells, they are capped to the amount of energy that they can create from oxygen, or the cost of energy creation rises. And because of that rise in cost, the skin cannot activate different anti-aging pathways. Some of them you might have heard the names of, like sirtuins or NRF2, NRF2, or collagen genes, for example. That's something right. that I'm sure everyone's heard of. So what yes. the mask does, it first of all amps up the amount of ATP, the amount of cellular energy that our cells can make in our skin, and then activates those pathways that I mentioned, NRF2, sirtuins, collagen production, through an epigenetic perspective, through gene expression.
Now, that's something I do want to bring out just in general, because we do talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. When you look at the hallmarks of aging, the first thing that a consumer, an average guy, is going to say is genetics. Mm-hmm. My parents had crappy genetics, or they had great genetics, or whatever it is, and that's how I'm going to age. And more we're learning that that's not the case. Your actual genetics is a very small percentage compared to your epigenetics, which is how your genes are expressed. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot to do with your stress, your food. People now in the FDA, actually, we had Dan Belsky, great geroscientist, how you were brought up, what your education was, whether you were abused or coddled. So many things trump your genes. And are you saying that that's true with the beauty of your skin? That if your mom and dad had great skin, maybe you not, and the other way around?
Yeah, definitely. If they did have great skin, 80% of it, as we said before, would be because of the environment they were exposed to and their habits that made them be exposed to that environment, and also obviously what they applied on their skin. So if you have good skin and your parents did, 80% of it is because of the lifestyle they brought you into and not the genetics that they kind of, brought into the conversation. And I'm going to say more than that. You could think of your genetics as a recipe for whatever, as a recipe for a dish. Mm-hmm. But as we know, one recipe could be, used extremely differently and create different results for different people. There are better cooks and worse cooks. And that's a good way, in my opinion, to look at epigenetics. So what are we doing with those genes?
And we do know that studies of, let's say, identical twins with the same genetics, they live very differently, very long, shorter, with health, without health, because of the lifestyle they led. So I'm going to end this episode, this little session before we take a break, with something from my mom. My mom had beautiful skin. And I always assumed that genetically I would get it too. And to some extent, I do. But why? I asked her at age 91 if she had any life lessons, because after all, it was her 90th birthday, and I figured she was going to give some real wisdom at her 90th birthday party. Mm-hmm. And you're going to love this. She says, yeah, I'll think about this. And then she said, don't forget to moisturize. And that was her life lesson after 90 years.
Yeah.
So there you go. You could use that on as a brand. Don't forget to moisturize. All right. We'll come right back and we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, sagging skin, because I can't beat that. Wrinkles are different. Mm-hmm. Blotches are different. Melatonin, you talked about. Brown spots are different. This is a sagging skin and I don't want to go under the knife. So you guys don't go anywhere.
Full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The fountain of truth about aging, and people judge you, there's no doubt. They say it takes 3 seconds to judge someone. And one of those things they judge you on is how old you are. And unfortunately, in an ageist world, the golden thread between people thinking how old you are is how competent you are. Can you do the work? Can you get the job? Should they date you? Or should they invest in whatever your business is? Should they use you as their doctor? All of these things come to play in people's minds when they look at you. And therefore, I cannot have a show that tells you to go gray, look like who did it and ran, because it's okay to look older. And I do get a lot of pushback, and I am called vain, and I guess I am. But the fact is, I do care about the way I look. And now I'm learning from our guest today, Amitai Eshel, who's the co-founder and CEO of Young Goose, that there's a health component to it, not just a vanity component. And he's been extremely clear to us that the health of your skin not just reflects the health of the rest of your body, but can cause better or ill health to the rest of your body. Now, his research and his work is in topicals, the kinds of things that can bring you, in his view and in his research, better health internally and externally. But I gave him a challenge for the last part of our show. And that has to do with something I've not been able to beat, which is sagging skin, the kind you see under your arms, the kind you see under your chin. So, Amitai, first tell everybody how to find you, because they're going to want to learn more about Young Goose. And then, is there any hope for that, the issues of sagging? So, first, how to find you.
Okay, so to find us pretty easy. The name of the brand is Young Goose, and the name of our website is younggoose.com. And where you can find most of the knowledge, most of the information is either on our Facebook or Instagram page, which both of them you can look for Young Goose Skincare, and you will find us. And to your question, yeah, there is something to do about it. So you mentioned sarcopenia, which is obviously loss of volume. Yes. And sagging. And obviously, the like anywhere else in the body where volume is an issue, the problem is, or the challenge is, stimulation and demand. The reason that sagging skin is more prevalent, for example, on our face and arms than in our legs, for example, is because there is more demand for blood, for nutrients in our legs than in our arms or face. So what I want to say here is that by creating demand and by clearing some of the things that we know are associated with higher sarcopenia prevalence as we grow older, we can definitely not only prevent it, but also reverse some of the effects that time has kind of inflicted on the skin. Two things especially. I don't know if you've talked on your show about AGEs, advanced glycation end products, or glycation in general, but that is also called the 10th hallmark of aging. So the first 9 hallmarks were identified 2013 at the seminal paper in Cell magazine, but the one that they left out was glycation, and that basically in very short explanation, that represents the cumulative glycemic and oxidative stress in our body. So like sugar and oxidative stress in our body in general, but also in our skin. And there is
I do want to just interrupt you here just for our audience. We have a video on the with Dr. Nir Barzilai, and he is the head of aging research at Mount Sinai and one of the leaders in geroscience, doing a TAME study on metformin with the FDA. And he did a wonderful seminar for us online, which you'll find on YouTube, and we'll find it on our website. We'll post it on the eight hallmarks of aging. There are now several others. We have not talked about glycation. We must talk about it right now. And some people now call it, like we called about inflammation, we talked about inflammaging. Some people call it glycan aging even. Mm-hmm. So this is important. I will also tell everybody that the FDA looks at sarcopenia and how bad it is, which means sagging skin, as well as gait speed, as two of the greatest hallmarks of aging. And they're even talking about having approval for drugs if one of their hallmarks, one of their benchmarks, is that it helps with sarcopenia. That's how dangerous sarcopenia is as a signal. It's not just a beauty mm-hmm. issue. So you had two things that you had in mind. One was glycan, and you were explaining that to us. So let's go right back to that right now.
Okay, so basically glycation means sugar molecules that attach to proteins. In our skin, most of those proteins are collagen. So when glycation happens in the skin, what happens is the skin becomes more rigid, thinner, and also obviously more wrinkled, because a rigid, less elastic skin is going to get more wrinkled as time goes on. And that's like a short discussion on glycation, which I would love to expand on. But just for our discussion, you can think of it as rigid, thin, wrinkled skin. And there is a huge correlation between skin autofluorescence, which is the amount of glycation in the skin, and sarcopenia. So if we can solve one, and we do, we have published studies on how we solve it, or how we target it for that matter, and how that helps with skin laxity in general. Two products specifically, or three actually now, are our eye care, which is an eye product, eye cream that goes around the eye. It's not into the eye. ProCare, which is our senolytic serum, and the hyperbaric mask, which we mentioned. So all those three products are the leading products right now in the world, as far as we're concerned, to counteract glycation. And you mentioned Neil Barzilai, which yes. I don't know if your listeners can detect from my accent. We're both Israeli. We both conduct a lot of our studies in the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the Weizmann Institute, which are two very good research entities in Israel. So having said that, glycation is one of the things that has a huge effect on sarcopenia. The other, and I think probably more important as far as addressing aging as a whole, is microcirculation. And if people remember, if people were into counteracting skin aging 20 years ago, there was a fad of prescribing some heart medications for skin health. And the reason is that they increased blood supply to the skin through microcirculation. And that demand, and I did mention demand before, so that demand for more blood in the skin will also create demand for more blood in the tissues that are kind of below the skin. So our muscles, our subcutaneous fat in our face, if we talk about this face and arms, specifically face and arms, that's going to create demand for blood in those tissues. And that means less degeneration. That means more nutrients, more oxygen, which we mentioned, which means a healthier tissue. And we've made the connection today between a healthier, youthful tissue and its aesthetic appearance.
So, you know, I mentioned that oxygen facials, oxygen per se, it didn't do much for me, and you explained why. that it isn't the infusion of oxygen, it's helping the skin use the oxygen.
Yeah.
But when I said that, I also, there's a certain facials that did help me. And people always ask me, what do you use? And I never will answer because I it may not be the right thing for them. And mm-hmm. I'm not that kind of influencer. But I will say the one thing that has helped me in facials and products is microcurrent. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering whether the microcurrent devices and the microcurrent facials are doing what you're talking about. I really don't know. Are they stimulating the skin for more blood flow and therefore less sagging? Is that the connection, or is there another way to achieve that?
First of all, I'll be remiss if I didn't say that if you asked someone who has a financial interest vested in those procedures, I bet their reaction is going to be different. But if you're asking me,
they'd be very happy that I use it.
Yeah. But, my answer is 100% yes. The reason is because normally when you go through either fat loss or facials that are using any kind of electricity, the marketing side is going to tell you that it is creating some kind of stimulation for repair, but that stimulation actually is very hard to control. And 99.9, maybe there's something that I don't know, but I'm pretty versed in that field. And most of what they do is they create short-term contraction of micromuscles in the skin or wherever else we're doing it. And that contraction pumps blood into the area, which then brings nutrients and oxygen. So that's a huge part of skin health and overall any tissue health. Having said that, a lot of, whether it is sarcopenia or some other issues that are visible in the skin are for the most part preventing necrosis, preventing cellular or tissue death. So we're really kind of almost, you could think of resuscitating the tissue through doing that. And obviously combining it with other things that do call for renewal through inflammation in a very controlled fashion is a winning combination. Yeah.
So what I want to bring out here is that it's not just all about how you look, looking younger, fooling people into thinking that you're younger, being ashamed to look older. And that isn't what this is about. And it's not about narcissism or vanity. It is finally seeing that whole holistic umbrella between mm-hmm. what you are on the inside and how you look on the outside. And I think that the reason the cosmetic industry is such a vibrant industry is because we kind of internally know it. We know that there's a connection between the way we look on the outside and how we feel on the inside and our overall health. And it's wonderful to hear you explain it to us from a scientific mm-hmm. point of view, not from a cosmetic hype point of view where they try to sell to 60-year-olds by using a model that's clearly already 20 years old. It's enough with that. So thank you so much for being with us. This has been more than fascinating. And I just can't wait to delve into some other of the products. I'm the biggest guinea pig in the whole world. Actually feel on the outside as young as I feel on the inside. Thank you so much, Amity.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
And for everybody else, we've been talking about Young Goose, but you guys put on a hat because you look much better in a hat after age 70. I know. I do. And get out there, kids, and make it happen. I'm inappropriate.